Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL with some of the big storylines outside of the Commanders game yesterday. Handful of things, observations, takeaways from some of the games that I watched. We'll start with the Bears beating the Giants 24-20. Chicago's offense rallying late, 91 and 53-yard touchdown drives capped by Caleb Williams' 2-yard toss to Roma Dunze and then a Caleb Williams 17-yard run. The Giants were up 10 and blew another double-digit fourth-quarter lead. That's why Brian Daboll got fired. I saw a stat somewhere today, Danny. The three games where they blew their leads of more than 10, including one of the craziest losses ever to the Broncos a few weeks ago.
Yep.
The chances that a team goes 0-3 in those three games mathematically, 1 in 60,000. 60,000 times you put that into a computer. One time you go 0-3. That's why Brian Daboll got fired today. Ben Johnson and the Bears didn't have a great offensive game. The Giants actually shoved it on them for much of the day, but they're 6-3 despite having a bottom three defense in the NFL right now.
Pretty incredible. Their turnaround, such as it is, when you win some of these games against bad teams, even if it's gross, it still matters. You stockpile those wins. But yeah, I think you touched on it with Daboll. It's just a bridge too far. 20-40-1 in his 3+ years. You lose 2/3 of the games by my rudimentary math. That's not good enough. And some of them are like this. This astounding, galling, are you kidding me with this loss?
I think I'm ready to slam the gavel on Trevor Lawrence, by the way. I have long been in the, he's not very good, but I don't think he's bad camp. Like, I would have no problem with him as my starting quarterback camp. I think I'm good on that now. They were up 29-10 yesterday after a Travis Etienne 6-yard touchdown run. So with 13 minutes to play, they're leading by 19 points. They lose to the 3-5 Texans. So it's 36-29 final, despite having a 29-10 lead. 26 unanswered against that Jacksonville defense, which is all of a sudden leaky. In the game, Lawrence just 13 completions, touchdown and a pick for a $158. I know they don't have a great receiver room, but come on, man. Like, make a play or two. Number one overall pick. You make $50 million a year. It's not that big of an ask for him to put away a team like Houston with a couple of big-time throws.
That, by the way, was one of the more stunning results of the weekend.
Dolphins want to hold their beer.
Just what I mean in terms of, we were at our flag football team party. I'm watching that game kind of on the peripheries. You know, everybody's hanging out, eating pizza at our friends with our friends at Pupatella. And I look up, it's 29-10. I've got it chalked up in my mind. Oh, there's a Jaguars win. What a huge divisional win that is for a team trying to put Houston away. That's awesome. Good for them. I get home not that long later, and I see 36-29 final in the other direction. Stunning.
Dolphins beat the Bills and actually blew them out. They led 16-0 in the fourth quarter of that game. They end up winning 30-13. Washington has them this week. The Ravens have won 3 in a row to get back to 4-5. They're now on the verge of overtaking Pittsburgh in the North because the Steelers lost to the Chargers. J.J. McCarthy crashed back down to earth in that game with a couple of picks. Lamar Jackson was held in check as a passer. Ran for just 36 yards. The Vikings defense is playing a lot better right now. Not looking forward to that part of the Washington-Minnesota matchup a few weeks from now. The Patriots, we said all week long, here's a revealing test. By the way, they got manhandled and outplayed in terms of yards and efficiency. If you look at, there's like a metric that tells you, it's almost like the who should win of any weekend. You can make the case based on just offensive efficiency that the Bucs had the most lopsided edge over a team that won of anybody yesterday. But the Patriots just find a way. Drake May, two more touchdowns, 270 yards, some huge big-time throws for him. And then on accident, because New England has not let Trevion Henderson run the ball or start, there's an injury there, so he had to get 14 carries, and he ripped off touchdowns of 69 and 55. I don't know why teams do this, where they try to make Ramondre Stevenson happen and Henderson doesn't get the ball. This dude is a weapon. Hopefully they use him more now going forward.
Yeah, what a show-me win for New England. I mean, for Tampa, they'll be fine. They're so beat up. But again, that's what it looks like. When you're beat up, you're competitive and maybe not quite as good. We could take some lessons and notes here in this little burg where we happen to live. But for New England, going on the road and winning that game against that contender, that's a badass win. That's awesome. That now validates that Buffalo win earlier on. They're a double-digit win team. They're going to the postseason. They believe Mike Vrabel is excellent. This is a formidable group now that's kind of, you know, feeling themselves a little bit, rightfully so.
Their defense is playoff good.
Very sound, yeah.
Seahawks doubled up the Cardinals. 44-22. Who would have a 44-22 game?
Ridiculous.
What a weird score that is.
Absurd.
Seattle, man. Am I still crazy or is this the best team in football? Am I still crazy? Or right now, this moment, Battle Royale style, do they come out atop everybody? After leading Washington 28-0 last week, they were up 35-0 against Arizona.
Again, this group could have scored 70 in this game. They took their foot off the gas in a major way. They were they wanted, whenever they wanted.
They had 8 minutes left in the second, up 35-0.
Yeah.
I thought it was before halftime.
Dude.
So they had multiple possessions in the second quarter, up by 35.
They actually wanted to have more ball control, but they couldn't because they were just too successful with their plays.
Matt Stafford has 20 touchdowns and no picks over his last five games. He has been on a heater. He threw four tutties, went for 280 yesterday. The Rams destroyed the Niners. L.A. is now 7-2. San Fran's hanging. They're doing what they can. They're going to be a wild card team maybe at 6-4.
Easy
a lot
schedule.
Of injuries. But the Rams, we said it, if Stafford stays healthy, they could possibly get to a Super Bowl. This is what it looks like.
They are good everywhere. That Rams defense underrated. I mean, them and Seattle, to me, are eyeball to eyeball. They are neck and neck as two of the maybe three or four best teams in the sport at this point. The Rams just had more firepower in this game. San Francisco did what they could. Mac Jones, I thought, played admirably in it, but, you know, just very little doing in terms of, a little too much Juwan Jennings and Marcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne for them to overcome and be able to hang with that excellent Rams offense. But my God, that was poetry, the way they were going up and down the field.
Aaron Rodgers now ranks 30th among 33 qualified quarterbacks in efficiency this year. Not going very well for him. Last couple seasons, Jets and Steelers. That Pittsburgh offense is bad, particularly in the red zone. They lose 25-10 to the Chargers. L.A. is 7-3. Chance for three playoff teams out of the AFC West again. Kansas City, the one of the three right now that's not in, and everybody kind of thinks they're going to get in. One crazy stat from yesterday's games, the Jets won with two special teams touchdowns. At one point in the second half, Justin Fields had five passing yards, and they were tied in the game. Since 1950, teams were 225-0 when they held opponents to under 175 yards and didn't turn the ball over. The Browns did that yesterday and lost to the Jets. So the Jets became the first of 226 teams. Sub 175 yards gained, no takeaways to win a football game. Two special teams touchdowns will help you do just that.
What was the game where Myles Garrett had five sacks and the Browns themselves had like a dozen and they still
Patriots
lost by
game.
40? Yeah, is that what happened? Yeah, my God.
That was when we were in Kansas City sitting at the sports bar.
There you go.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.